We have some breaking news as the trade deadline has officially ended, but the Maple Leafs came in last second and made a very interesting trade that definitely solves a problem that they had so far this season. We're going to break down that trade on this episode of Leafs Digest and discuss the overall trade deadline in general a little bit. It is officially over and the Leafs maybe underwhelmed a few fans and and everyone who was waiting for a big trade. So we'll break all that down in this episode of Leafs Digest. But before we do, a quick reminder, hit the subscribe button. We're on the road to 7,000. We've been covering you guys all the way throughout the whole year and the deadline. We make it 2 to 3 videos a day. So thank you guys for your continued support. And Darius, the deadline is over. We'll definitely get into that, but they did make a trade and we were going to make a video right as the deadline ended, but we were like, well, you said it, let's wait and see if they make a trade last second. And they did. They acquired Connor Duar to Toronto. This is very, very interesting. Now, he is not a defenseman for everyone out there, but he's an interesting player, obviously. He played for the Wild. He is a solid defensive forward who kills penalties. He is a defensive-minded forward. He's only making $800,000. He's projected to be a fourth liner. Who knows how much he'll actually play a ton, but again, great at killing penalties, great at defense, and on a team that obviously needs defense and has a lot of star power on the offensive side of things, I don't mind this move whatsoever.
No, I don't mind the move, and they freed up salary earlier. We'll have another video on that and all the intricacies of that, but they freed up some salary to make it work, and we heard that there was rumors that they wanted a depth forward anyway, so they finally get their guy, and not a bad option at all. He's a little bit older. He is still an RFA this summer, so they can easily re-sign him or qualify him, whatever they see fit. So they can definitely keep him, which I think is something that they've been looking at. That, again, we keep talking about they didn't want UFAs. They wanted guys they could retain and or resign at least. And yeah, like you said, completely defensive minded. And I think this is something they need. Everyone's been talking the last couple of days about how the penalty kill needs an upgrade. Well, here's your guy. He played predominantly on the penalty kill for the Minnesota Wild, and he's pretty good at that. If you take a look at his JFresh chart, pretty good, not bad at all. And I mean, you can put whatever stock you want to into those charts. They do tell a bit of a story at the end of the day, right? So was more of a scorer in junior, but obviously has worked his way into being a more defensive minded player. Not the biggest player either. He's only like 5'10 and like 180 pounds or something like that. So not the biggest guy, but he solves a bit of a problem that the Leafs have been seeing recently. So it's going to help them. It's going to help them. He's more defensive minded. They needed help in that area, and it's going to help them in the playoffs. So not a bad add at all. And for how much he makes and the fact that they can retain him or qualify him at the end of the year, it's definitely not a bad move.
Yeah, 24 years old, and it's going to be interesting because you mentioned it. Maybe they retain him going forward. And just some background on this guy in case you're unfamiliar with him. I wasn't super familiar with him. He attended the team's development camp as a free agent back in 2017. Cool story for him to come back now. So it all kind of comes first full circle here. And again, from Nick D'Souza, shout out to him. Here's some information on him. Cost control, 24-year-old pending RFA. Very used to getting defensive zone starts. Spent a ton of time on the Wild penalty kill. Not a big guy, but throws a ton of hits and doesn't shy away from scrums after the whistle. And we've been talking about how clear Brad Treliving was about getting a guy and adding a depth forward, specifically one that obviously kills the penalties and kills penalties in general, is great in the PK. And he kind of checks all those boxes. And the return, which just came out literally a few minutes ago, is a fourth round pick in 2026. So they've given up their fourth, they're giving up their sixth for the video we made earlier. So a lot of interesting moves, but Darius, they didn't make that big move. And obviously, Duar is very solid. He's going to be fine. Who knows how much it'll make a bit of an impact for sure. And it's something they definitely needed to do. But no Colton Parayko, no big moves. Matt Dumba got traded to the Lightning. We saw a bunch of trades kind of go down. A few trades go down last minute. But no one really got moved. Was there anyone who got traded today that you were, or I guess throughout the whole deadline, that you thought the Leafs should have matched and actually made a move for? Because ultimately, I mean, David Savard stayed put. Ken Hughes wanted a first. He did not get a first for David Savard. He is under control for another year. Jake Allen got moved for the third, which switches to a second. Obviously, the Leafs weren't going to trade for a goalie at this point. Like, were there any other moves that you think they could have made?
The one thing that hurts is that Peak got Andrew traded, Peak. And Andrew Peak. And he went to the Bruins out of all teams. If he went to the West or something, that'd be fine. But he went to the Bruins. You're probably going to play the Bruins in the first round. It's possible, at least. And they only gave up like a second and a fourth. I could be wrong, but it was something like that. So the Leafs not having a second probably had something to do with that and them not being able to acquire him. Or maybe it was something else. We don't know. So that one hurts in my eyes. The rest, like Parayko, Parayko holds his own fate in his hands, right? He has that no movement clause, stuff like that. So that's easier to understand at least. But no huge fish, no big move for the Leafs this trade deadline. They're kind of, going with what they have in a way. They upgraded around the edges per se, but you know, no real big splash or move. And honestly, it's things that we as fans and you know the whole fan base as a whole and the media members, everybody knows. For them to win in the playoffs, it's got to be their best players that dictate that, right? And they're paying a couple guys a lot of money, and they got to come up big in these situations. That's what it is. It's been the story for the last couple of years, and it's going to be the story again this year. So they upgraded in a decent, you know, decently where they needed to, but no real needle movers. And I mean, with what they have in the cupboard, I don't know if they could have afforded to do that either. And like I just mentioned, like Parayko, for example, would be a great move, but he holds his fate in his own hands. So
yeah, they kept all the prospects for peak. They don't have a second round pick to give up, so they would have had to. I mean, that kind of handicapped them a lot. Are you happy with the deadline overall for the Maple Leafs? So we're looking at obviously the young guy we got earlier. You're looking at Connor Doerr, and you're also looking at Lyubushkin, and you're looking at obviously all the other defensemen that they were interested in, but ultimately only ended up getting a couple in Lyubushkin and Edmondson. So, yeah. Are you happy? Are you a little bit upset? What are your overall thoughts here before we kind of wrap up? Because it's been a while. It's been a long deadline, but I think ultimately they could have done less, but I really don't know, aside from Peak and maybe a couple of the earlier moves, if they really could have done more given what they had. And a lot of that isn't Treliving's fault necessarily, more so on Kyle Dubas than anything.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, if you look at things from, you know, the logical side, I'm pretty happy with everything, to be honest. They didn't give up much. They didn't make a panic move because they know if they're going to win in the playoffs, who has to carry the load, right? They upgraded in areas where they saw fit and they didn't give up too much for it. And I like that. I'm pretty happy with the moves they made or lack thereof, right? Like, I'm glad that they didn't do something that was so crazy out of the cards that really cost them their future or whatever. They didn't make a panic move. They didn't trade the first round pick. They didn't trade like a notable prospect. I like that. They're going to give, you know, Robertson another shot. I guess he's going to get a look again.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't get traded. What happens in the summer? That's another story. We don't know. But until then, I mean, they're holding on to these guys, which I think is a good thing. I think you still have to give these guys their opportunities, right, and see what they have and shift them around the lineup. And I think it would have been a mistake to trade, you know, like the first round pick, especially for something that maybe wouldn't have moved the needle, at least, right? So overall, pretty happy, I'd say.
I think I agree. I mean, they also didn't move any of their prospects. Easton Cowan's obviously on an absolute tear, setting records like crazy. Yeah. And I mean, they still have all their prospects, well, at least the ones that they value. They have their first round pick, and they got less, obviously, later round picks, which were ultimately turned into players. But that'll wrap it up. We will have another video dropping later. The Leafs have been doing a lot of roster gymnastics and a lot of things, and some interesting stuff has been going down. So we'll definitely make sure to break all that down. But Darius, not a crazy day necessarily, but it was an interesting one for sure regarding the trade deadline. I don't think really any big moves, huge moves, I should say, went down. Obviously, they got the Toffoli stuff, but nothing too out of the ordinary went down today. I think most of the players that were being shopped got traded, but no one out of the blue. So that'll wrap it up. If you want to check out a video from yesterday, click on your screen now. We'll see you later today.